are geek-centric, and you can be too.
Welcome to the Geekcentric Podcast, and welcome to our special Behind the Geeks episode for Renegade Nell. My name is Nate, and if you're joining us for the first time, well, we are Geekcentric, a podcast focusing on the world of movies, TV shows, video games, and all things geekcentric. And I recently had a couple of wonderful conversations with some of the cast from one of the latest series to debut on Disney Plus, Renegade Nell. Special thanks, as always, to our friends at Disney Studios Canada for giving us the opportunity to chat with the cast and discuss this wonderful new show. And if you haven't seen the trailer for Renegade Nell, I would implore you to check it out. This show is a ton of fun. It's about Nell Jackson, who is a quick-witted and courageous young woman who finds herself framed for murder and unexpectedly becomes the most notorious outlaw in 18th century England. And then, when a magical spirit called Billy Blind appears, Nellie realizes her destiny is bigger than she ever imagined. It's got action, it's got drama, it's got, you know, it's sisterhood, it's got magic, there's a fairy, and there's an excellent score. The music is so good and the locations are gorgeous in the show. I kind of would put it almost in the realm of Little Women meets, Pirates of the Caribbean vibes. I mean, it's not a pirate show. It's about a highway woman, but you get what I'm kind of going for here. It's streaming on Disney Plus right now. So, go after you listen to this, go give it a watch. But until then, enjoy these interviews. This first interview is with Jolie Richardson, Enyi Okoronkwo, and Frank Delane. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Geekcentric Podcast. My name is Nate. How are you doing today?
Hi, oh, Nate.
Hey, Nate.
Geekcentric, did you say?
Yeah.
That's fabulous. Yeah,
we're eccentric about all things geek, and I got to say, I'm eccentric about this show. It is excellent. I'm a big fan of all three of you, and I can tell it's really something special, but I'd love to know from each of you, starting with Enyi, what makes this show so special to you?
Wow. I think it's a period drama like I haven't seen before, tapping into the folklore and the magic and really giving it life and turning it into a fantasy series. But not only that, not getting so caught up in the etiquette like we sometimes do in this country when we make period dramas, and getting to the heart of characters. So it's about people as well. And Renegade Nell, the main person, is being played so beautifully, like, by Louisa. I think it's, yeah, she leads the show so well. It's written so well. It's a great time.
Mm. Fantastic. Yeah, Jolie, what about yourself?
I think of it like, the great cartoons. And then you'd say to an adult, oh, go and see it. And I'd say, oh, no, I'm not really into cartoons. And then, like, trust me, it's funny, it's smart, it takes you on an adventure. And that's how I feel about Renegade Nell. It just sort of, when I sat down at the screening, the cast and crew and saw episodes 1 and 2 that I'm not in, I was just like, oh, this is good. These characters are charming. It's funny. I'm intrigued by this sort of dark magic and then later the lighter magic. It's got some next level thing going for it.
Mm. Fantastic. Frank?
Yeah, I think this period drama mixed with with all the magic is what interested me, that Sally's created this world that is kind of very, it's like limitless, but also it's just, personally speaking, it's very much like my taste. I love fantasy, I love fairies and wigs and all of that stuff, so it kind of falls like perfectly.
Fairies and wigs,
it falls perfectly in that sort of like that realm of interest that I like.
I would share that exact same sentiment as all of you. Speaking of wigs, I actually kind of have a little bit of fun here. All three of you get to rock some incredible outfits in this show. I think the whole cast gets to rock some incredible outfits, but I wanted to get some quick
18th century style tips from the three of you, starting with Frank. You know, should I go with, if I'm going out on the town, like powdered periwig or tricorn hat? What am I rocking?
I'm a wig guy without a hat, just because I think the wig is so amazing. Although I did have a hat and a wig at one point, but I don't know if you might have to wear a hat back in the day. I think it was bad etiquette to be hatless when you're outside.
Are those wigs itchy at all, or are they soft? I've always wanted to know.
Sweaty.
They're a bit hot and sweaty. Yeah. Okay. They are a bit hot and sweaty.
And having a lot of glue around your face is particular, and having all your hair sort of scrunched up underneath it is particular.
Awesome. Any frock coat, or do I go with a decorative corset?
Wow. Corset all the way. But listen, as someone who doesn't regularly wear corsets, maybe that's a mistake. But I think a decorative corset sounds lovely.
Fantastic.
I'd love to see
then, the most stylish on the show, Jolie. Do I go stockings or no stockings?
Oh, we can do better than that. Surely. I thought you were going to say like amazing cable.
Well, he's got a big wig on. He's got a corset. And now
stockings.
I'm seeing no trousers is what I'm seeing. And
stockings,
right?
And a heel. Silk stockings. Come on, let's get specific. Silk stockings with garters and a heel and you're set.
Oh, my.
I love it.
Oh, my.
I love it. Okay, I'm feeling fancy. I'm feeling ready to go to the party.
Can you imagine how fabulous it would be if we had a Renegade Now party and everyone came dressed as one of the characters?
Yeah.
A Halloween thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm invited, I'd be happy to attend. Lastly, I just wanted to mention, like, the locations in this show are incredibly gorgeous. What a beautiful look at the English countryside and different elements. For any of you, can you talk to like what it was like being immersed in 18th century England?
We came one time to somewhere in Oxford, and they pretty much built a whole village. In the first episode where you see Nell ride in, they built all of that. And that was just, it's so good. And it's such a privilege, because there's a lot less acting you have to do when everything is built there for you and you're not imagining it. And in fact, when you step out of it to, you know, get your makeup done and you sit in this bright chair and you see light bulbs, you're like, oh, electricity. It's magical. What the people, our set building team were just amazing.
Fantastic. Well, all three of you, thank you so much for helping me with my 18th century style. Again, all three of you are excellent. I can't wait for more people to watch this show. And lastly, Enyi, I love your poetry, man. I've been researching you, and Ode to a Bully is fantastic.
No,
I gotta say.
You so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
No worries. Awesome. Cheers, folks.
And now enjoy our interview with Adrian Lester, Alice Kremelberg, and Jake Dunn.
Welcome to the Geekcentric Podcast. My name is Nate. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Really good. How are you? Thank you.
I get to talk to you, lovely folks. So I'm doing great. I'm a big fan of all three of you. And this entire show, having watched all eight episodes, I can really tell it's something special, and you're all fantastic in it. So
thank you so much. Thank you for watching.
Absolutely. I mean, it's got all the vibes in a show that I love. But I'd love to know from each of you, how would you describe your characters? And if you could sort of give me some insight into what it's like playing these deliciously evil characters in the world of Renegade Now. And Adrian, I'd love to start with you.
Firstly, thank you for deliciously evil. We like that. Going to keep that, put it in the box.
Yep.
The playing Poynton was a lot of fun. It's great to play a character that is bad, because actually you have more to choose from. Your actions, you can choose from more things. You're not bound in by morals or caring about how anyone else feels. You will literally do anything you want to achieve your goals. And he was great fun to play. And that's really also what attracted me to the script.
Awesome. Alice, how about yourself?
Sophia's so fascinating to me. And
I really fell in love with her journey. The writing is so fantastic. I love how kind of silent she is in the beginning. And I think she has a lot stewing. And she's ruminating. She's really smart and doesn't really get the chance to be fully in her power, in her voice. And through the arc of the story, by trying to protect her family and learning about Nell and, you know, these magical elements, she's able to really kind of let loose a bit of this thing that's been inside her, I think, for a long time. So that was really exciting. And the obvious, like, it's so fun to be in a period show and work in London and you know, all of the really fun things as an actor you get to put on to enhance your character was such a treat.
Yeah, when you said London just there, I heard a bit of the accent coming out.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, I try to just keep it in so I don't
She's
lose
one
it.
Of us. She's one of us.
You're losing her. She's coming to us.
Yeah, we got her now.
I did fall in love with London. I'll say that.
Jake, how about yourself?
Yeah, kind of all of it. I mean, Deliciously Evil is a great way to put it. I think if you lean into it, I think that's the way that Thomas should be approached as a character, is that he loves being the villain for at least a moment. And I think getting to play someone that I felt like I couldn't really pre-plan. He's a very impulsive person, and the choices have to be impulsive, and getting to work with these guys is an unbelievable experience. And getting to go toe-to-toe with Louisa Holland, who plays Nell, who's just one of the greatest actors, like, truly. And when you're on with her, you're on. And yeah, it's a crazy experience. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, I think you folks mentioned some dark magic. Adrian, in the trailer, we see Poynton gets to practice a bit of necromancy in the show. If you had that ability, who would you bring back and puppeteer for a day?
That's a great
This is the most disturbing question.
I love it.
Come on, Adrian.
What a question. Who would I bring back? Well, okay, so so if you bring them back, they're going to look like the guy I brought back, so I'd kind of not want to bring anybody back. I'd maybe want to talk to people who have passed.
Okay,
yeah, like, you know,
there you go.
Talk to some great leaders. I want to bring them back because I just get this feeling they're going to look like Hearn, and they're going to need some Nivea. And a little bit of time, in a steam room. They're gonna need some like physiotherapy. A little bit, I just like talk to people. I'd love to have a dinner where I could talk to various people, invite them all. Great leaders,
absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Very civilized dark magic, though.
Yeah.
Just your voice. Can I come in person? No. Just your voice.
Yeah. You'd have to get an extra giant tub of Nivea for someone like Hearn, but. Alice, this show and all its locations look gorgeous. Where did you shoot the show, and what was it like being immersed in 18th century England?
Where were we?
Ealing Studios.
I was in Ealing, and then we kind of traveled around.
Roamed around else? The countryside.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was like all 2 hours out.
Was in Oxfordshire.
Yes.
Your house, where was your house?
No idea.
Okay.
Oh, no.
No idea. We went all over the place.
Yeah.
To shoot it.
Yeah.
But the locations were amazing.
Unbelievable. These castles and the gardens and everything was just, yeah, you kind of were like, how insane it is to have lived here.
Mm. Yeah, the odd such history.
I think did you say that comment? We were shooting in buildings that were older than the Western sort of side of America.
Right.
Wow. of its Western history. We were in buildings that were older than that.
Yes.
And it's kind of like a...
Yeah. And you don't want to touch anything.
Yeah. You're not allowed to touch anything.
You're not allowed to touch anything.
Yeah.
And it probably makes your jobs much easier, I'm sure, to get into your roles. You know, like we discussed, unlike yourselves, your characters are... not the nicest of people. So indulging in a moment of kindness. And Jake, I mean, you already said some really nice stuff, but I'd love to know about your co-star sitting next to you. You're going to get a little uncomfortable here.
Oh, no.
You know, what's maybe the nicest thing you could say about them? Or is there something you admired about them on set?
So much. Where to begin? I think with Alice, the relationship on screen is so valuable, but the relationship off screen, she really does feel like a big sister.
That's very sweet.
Which has been really lovely. And, you know, it's hard when one of your castmates who plays your sister lives in New York.
I know.
I don't get to see her very often. But getting to work with Al, especially, we were thrown in quite at the deep end when we started shooting. Alice and I, especially, with our kind of scenes. And I think we kind of held each other's hand through it. And I was very grateful for that. And then I've said this before, but I mean, the relationship of Thomas and Poynton is one of mentor, mentee, someone you look up to. And I mean, that is Adrian to me. You know, I was at drama school watching his stuff. I was in school watching his stuff. I remember being at college watching Othello, and way before I ever thought I would get to be an actor and stuff. So I can't believe I get to do this with them. So I love them both very much.
We love you.
All the love. Now, okay, for my last question, kind of a silly sort of question, but all three of you get to rock some incredible outfits on this show. And I know we've just met, but I'd love to get some 18th century style tips from each of you, starting with Jake. Great. Should I go with the powdered periwig or a tricorn hat?
Very good question. I think if you want to give unaccountable villainous toff, you go with the periwig. It's good for underneath the periwig. For Thomas specifically, he has lice. If you look closely at Thomas's haircut, which I donned for 8 months, there were holes in the side of my head. So you keep the periwig on to not let anyone know about your hygiene. That's what I'd go with that. That's my tip.
Okay. All right. Well, they're asking me to rap, so I was going to ask you if I should put a corset on, but I think that's a must.
Definitely. Always. Definitely corsets.
All right. Well, all three of you, thank you so much for helping me with my 18th century style and for answering some of my silly questions.
Thank you.
All three of you, again, are just so good in this show, and I can't wait for more people to see it. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed those conversations. I'm definitely looking into buying some powdered periwigs on Amazon, or maybe a corset for my next tea party. A huge thanks again to all these incredibly talented folks for answering my silly questions. And thanks again to Disney Studios Canada for the opportunity. You know, we've got a ton of interviews both here and on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/geekcentric. So if you want to keep up with us, you know, you can follow us on X at GeekcentricYT or on Instagram at WeAreGeekcentric. We're also on TikTok, and you can check us out there. We've got a ton of great little clips that you can check out and give some likes and give some loves. We've also got a Discord where you can chat with us directly about all the geek-centric stuff that we love. So check out the links in our description to follow us there and to join us. We've got a bunch of reviews that you can check out, as well as our weekly watch club for Star Wars The Bad Batch, and just a ton more coming soon. So be sure to subscribe so you can keep up with all things geek-centric. But until then, thanks so much for stopping by. Love ya.